Boistar the Shia this week is being sponsored by Dr. Shia Friedman, Elishus Reb Shimon, Ben Reb Yosef, Baruch Shalom, and Elishus Reb Moshe Yosef, Ben Meir, Baruch Shalom.
Vardash is the pasuk miyom aviyachem tisperu. For the day, as we bring the oime, there's a mitzvah to count sfira. Yochol yitzar viyavi, ve'im osai sheyirta yispar. I would think that he cuts the oime, he cuts the tool for the oime, viyavi, and then he brings the oime, ve'im osai sheyirta yispar. You don't have to start right away. Tamud leimar, ve'hochel chermesh bakom al tochel yispar. Right at the cutting, that's when the time is to count. Maybe he can bring the Omer at a later day. The Havad of the Omer has to be on the same day as the Ktsir of the Omer. He could cut and count and bring the Omer by day. Talmud Leimar, Sheva Shabbosis Tzmimos Tiyana. Eimose Atamaitse, Sheva Shabbosis Tzmimos, Vizmach Atamash Limnis Vibarev. So the counting has to start in the evening. Yochal Yikzer Vyavi Vyisper Belailo, Talmud Leimar Miyama Vyachim. Okeitza, Ktsira, Svira Belailo Vavavavayon. There's a mitzvah of Ktsira, there's a mitzvah of Svira, and there's a mitzvah of Navas Omer. So the Gemara comes out that the Ktsira, the Svira, the Havah have to be on the same day. But the Havah is by day, and the Ktsira is by night, and the Svira is by night. The Svira starts from the time of the Ktsira, which is by night. Kedei that the day should be Tmimais, it should be complete days. So you have to start by night. The Havah of the Omer is by day. That's the Gemara's Maskon. Is in Teisvis state as follows. Vehecha, the shachach lisper belayla. Let's say somebody forgot to count sphere by night. Pasach b'hag shesefer b'yoyim. So the b'hag paskas that you could tell by yoyim. It says even though the Gemara makes a drasha tmimos, meikah the dina, the sphere has to be belayla. Tmimos is belayla at the time of the ktsira. But if you forget, it's not ma'akiv. You could count by day shesefer b'yoyim. The Mishnah later in the Fine Aleph says, "Mitzvosei liktzer b'layla, niktzer b'yom kasha." If he cuts by day, he counts by day. So even though the mitzvah is to count by night, but b'di'evet, if he counts by day, niktzer b'yom is kasha. As they pass another Mishnah, and the B'hag says that we pass like that Mishnah. Aval niro abinu tam, ika idich stam with the masisa. The Perek Sheni the Megillah. The Gemara of 9 Bays brings the Mishnah Megillah. The Mishnah Megillah says, "Kol alayla kosher l'ktsir zayimer." But I kinnam you know the ktoni layla dumi diyoyim adiyoyim belayla loy after layla beyoyim loy. All mitzvahs to have a din beyoyim can be done belayla, and the mitzvahs to have a din to be done belayla can be done beyoyim. And b'meila the Gemara comes out that there's a machlekes tanoim if b'diavad you could do ktsira beyoyim or not. That's the machlekes hamishnayis, and the Gemara makes the machlekes tanoim in there. So there's a machlekes the b'hag and Rabbi Natam had a paskin. Says the b'hag paskins that you could be safer b'yoyim, even though b'diyat lachatchil is supposed to be safer b'layel b'diyavid can be safer b'yayin. And Ibn Atam argues, Ibn Atam says, no, we pass like the other Mishnah. The other Mishnah says that Sphir B'yayim is no good, Sphir B'yayim is no good, because Tmimis is Ma'akiv B'diyavid. Tosis and Megillah brings the Bahak. Bahak says you can count by day. And Ibn Atam argues on the Bahak, and he says you can't count by day, because it says, Tmimis, Shina Olav HaKosav La'akiv. Normally the concept of Shina Olav HaKosav La'akiv means that in Kotchim, when the Torah writes something twice, to simmer that the Torah wants that it should be ma'akif. It's not just la mitzvah, but that it should be ma'akif. Now, Chayim Mutzizach, two things. First of all, if you learn Chumash good, you won't find that it says in the Torah twice tzmimas. Shino of akosav la'akif usually means that the Torah repeated it to be megala that it's ma'akif. But the Torah never repeated the word tzmimas twice. So, Chayim trying to figure out exactly what Taisus means. Some Archaim say that since it says Tzmimais Tiyeno, it's as if it repeats the Din of Tzmimais, and man, let's megal to me that it's Ma'akiv. Also, the Din of Shinol of Akosav La'akiv is usually used for Kotchim. In Kotchim, we say Shinol of Akosav La'akiv, and Svira has a Shaychus to Kotchim, but it's not really Kotchim. But I guess Taisus holds it as a Din of Kotchim, the Din of Shinol of Akosav La'akiv. If you look in the Rambam, he brings the mitzvah of Sphir and Hilchas Tamidim and Musafim. I say that as a shaychus to the mitzvah of Noimer, and Memela, the Tosis holds that it's as if it says Shinov Akosav La'akev, and Memela the din of Tamimais is going to be Ma'akev. As they state, in Rabbi Natam, that's the reason that argues on the Bahag. So it seems Kipshutai that the Bahag holds Tamimais is a din that Lechatchilat should be done B'layla. But the evidence can be done by Yain. He doesn't hold of this concept of Shinol Vakosav La'akev L'chura. And the Rabbi Natam holds that there's a din of Shinol Vakosav La'akev. So since it says Tmimois, it's Megal to me, the Dafka, it could be done by night, and by day it can't be done.
It doesn't really need to handle with Shinol Vakosav.
Yeah, I'm saying it's a hard concept side to side. So he doesn't hold the Shinol Vakosav La'akev.
So
first of all, could be it's not Kachim. Yeah, second of all, doesn't say twice. Could be, yeah.
Yes,
so once could be is not ma'akev. Once by stays is not ma'akev. It's a mitzvah lachatchila. No. If it says only one, no.
Only by kachim,
if it says twice, it's not ma'akev. All over could be it's not ma'akev. Could be it's a mitzvah.
If it's not kachim, if it doesn't.
Could even twice it's not ma'akev.
What?
It's mashma lachatchila. No. Sounds like an achar, not like that. Just because the Torah said to do tzmimis, it's not mucha that it's ma'akev.
The name's from Ketzira. Bahak says just like
Ketzira
is Kushim
B'diyah
with Bahak,
yeah. Ketzira is also Kachim, could be,
yeah. Ketzira is Kachim, yeah.
So could be also, it's not called Shalom because of Lakim, the Melo will be Bahak. We're soon going to see that it's Yitach and the Bahak also holds of the concept of Shalom because of Lakim over here, but he also doesn't apply to Ketzira, to Sphira B'lai, we'll soon see. But that's one Machlekes we have between the Bahak and the Rabbi Natam. The Machlekes is in the Tzir, what a person tells by day, which Lachatchila he shouldn't do, but if he did it with the Evad, it's machlekes if it's ma'akev or not. At the end of the Taisvis, Taisvis L'chur brings another kipshuta, an independent machlekes, a machlekes between the Bahag and Rabbi Natam. Oy posak bilchus gedoyos. Im hivsik yoim echod v'loy sofa. A different question. He completely forgot to tell one day. So could he tell the rest of Svira or not? Zog to Bahag, im hivsik yoim echod v'loy sofa, shuv einoy sofa. Listen to what the Bahag says, Mishum Debayi Tzmimais. It says in the Torah Tzmimais. Since it says in the Torah Tzmimais, Meila, Shteit Azvos, that if you miss one day, you miss the sphere. That's very interesting, because the Gemara uses the Lashon of the Drash of Tzmimais to tell me on that on the day that you miss the night, you can't count by day. It seems like the Bahag is taking it out of context, he's using his own Drash. The Gemara uses the Tzmimais to tell me that if you miss the night and you tell by day, it's no good. The Bahag, not no good, I'll call part of it, it's not good lachatchila. And the Bahag uses a new drasha of Tzmimais. The din of Tzmimais tells me that if you miss one night, you can't tell Sphir the rest of the 49 days.
So the bracha should fall out bracha.
Could be. It says in the Paiskim, the lady shouldn't tell because they're going to probably forget and the bracha will be a little bit.
Rosh Hashanah and Tzmimus means you have to have a full 49 days.
That's not what the Gemara uses Tmimis for. The Gemara uses the Drasha Tmimis to tell me that the days have to be full.
Yeah,
maybe
full.
Every day is a different mitzvah.
No, but the Tmimis is you have to have the full 49 days. Shiva.
That's not what the Gemara uses it for.
But that's what the pasuk says. Shiva Shavuos Tmimis Tiena.
Shiva Shabbos is Tmimis.
Shiva Shabbos is, you have to have 7 full.
But the week should be full, not that they should be all there. The Drasha of the Gemara doesn't use it for that. Rabbi Natam is very upset at that. V'teimik daily, v'lo you're talking. Rabbi Natam says, no, that's not what the drasha of Tmimis is for. The drasha of Tmimis is not to tell me that you have to have all 49 days. The drasha of Tmimis is coming to tell me that each day that you can't has to be a complete day. The G'day L'Acharei, the Chinuch, the Allah Acharei say
49 days.
What?
It doesn't say 49 full days. It says 7 full weeks. Tmimis. So the Tmimis goes on the weeks. So the only way to have a full week is to stop. Well,
the weeks means you have to have full days. Each week has to have a full day, so you have to stop by night. Let's say you missed one day, so this day is gone. You can't tell by day, but the next day you should be able to tell. What does it have to do with the next day? Every day is a different mitzvah. The Achrayim say that it's a mitzvah to count 49 days, but every day is an independent mitzvah. If every day is an independent mitzvah, so good. So every day has to be tmimis. So you miss a mitzvah, you count the next day. What's the end of the world? That's what Rabbi Natam says. Rabbi Natam says, "V'loy nihir, v'teim gdeil, v'loy yitachin." He doesn't understand. What's up? Is you missed a day? So what if you missed a day? So l'chur, we have two machlekes. Okay, we have one machlekes, Rabbi Natam and the Bahag. If there's a din of shinul avakosav l'akiv, that tells me that if you didn't count by night in the proper way, if it's ma'akiv, if the sphere b'yayim is good or no good, that's one machlekes. And then we have another machlekes. What's the halacha if somebody tailed all the days and he missed one day? Is a ma'akiv the minion of all the memtes yomim or not? And very interesting, the Bahag uses a lashon of tmimais, makes it up on his own l'chura, and he says that since it says tmimais, you're not yotze, and Tamek Daily, Tosis argues, v'lo yitoch. Oh, it's a zay. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down both machlekes and Bahag and Rabbi Natan. So what do we do l'maisa? What should we do l'maisa? Somebody tells Sfira, somebody missed. Let's say somebody didn't tell Sfira by night. He reminds himself in the morning. Should he tell Sfira or not? The Machlek is the Bahag and Rabbi Natam. According to the Bahag, he should tell Sfira. According to Rabbi Natam, he can't tell Sfira because Tmimis is Mahak. So stay to Shulchan Aruch that you tell without a bracha. Shachach v'lei birech kol alaylo yisper b'yayim b'lei bracha. Why? So the Mishmur explains, because we have a Machlek is the Bahag and Rabbi Natam. If you could tell by day, you can't tell by day. If we have a suffix brachas lahakol, and you don't make a bracha, but to tell, you tell by day. That's one shayla. Then we have another shayla in Sivches, im shochach levarech, be'echad min hayomim, he forgot to make to tell one of the days. The Mechaber says, ben yom rishim, ben b'shah yomim, sefer, b'shah yomim, b'loi bracha. He counts the rest of the days without a bracha. And the Achrayim will explain vayter, we have also a machlekes. The Bahag and Rabbi Natan, what's the halacha if somebody missed a day? So the Bahag says, if you miss a day, you can't count. So Mimela, you shouldn't count the rest of the days. You can't make a bracha. According to the other Shitan Taisvah, says you could count. What are you talking? So you have to count Meisafi. So we have two independent halachas, Simon Zayin and Simon Ches. Simon Zayin is brought down the Machlekes if you forget to tell by night, if you can tell by day. Simon Ches is brought down the Machlekes if you got to tell one day completely, if you could tell the following day or not. And in both cases, the halacha is, you tell without a bracha. Now, the Mechaber brings another halacha, b'shem the Tshuvas Hadasha. What's the halacha if somebody skipped a day? So the din is suffik bracha is lahakli, you can't make a bracha. Let's say somebody has a suffik if he tell properly on this day. The machlekes, let's say, somebody tell yomim and didn't say shavuos. Somebody tells days, and so there's a machlekes apayskim if it's a good sphere in it. So it comes out, we have a suffik if you tell on that day, and the shaila is, if the following day, you could tell with a bracha or not. So what would you say? So we know there's a halacha called svek svek. You have a suffik, you have a svek sveka that tells me that you have to make a bracha the next day. Why? Svek svek means to sound like this. We have a suffik, could be, even if you miss a day, you can make a bracha the next day. And then even if you miss a day, you can't. Maybe you didn't miss a day. So come to Chayisit that you have a svek sveka to be able to make a bracha the next day.
It's not
masapach. Why not? You have a suffik if you forgot, if you didn't forget. You still go both ways. Go both ways. As it says in Chumash Hadeshah. Chumash Hadeshah says that we have a Tzvek Tzveka that says that since, or it could be that if you miss a day, you could count, and maybe you didn't even miss a day. Or could be, right? Anyway, as I said, Chumash Hadeshah is a good Tzvek Tzveka. Now, there's another halacha. What would you say the halacha is in a tziyah, where somebody tells by day? Could he tell the next day with a bracha? You follow me, the cheshbon? I'm old Yosef Yechatimtas of Suffolk. Now we have another case of Suffolk. So we have a Svek Sveke. We have a Suffolk that could be day is good, could be day is no good. And even if day is no good, could be even if you miss a day, you could count. So you would say the same thing. You would have a Svek Sveke. All right? So listen to this Mishnah Brura.
But it's the same
Bahag. One sec. Who says it's the same? It's two different Bahags, two different Shitas. No, he's bringing out a good point. Let's put it aside for a minute. Let's just see what the Mishnah Brura says.
The Bahag says it's okay to count by day.
The Bahag says it's okay to count by day.
So
now let's say you miss a day.
Miss completely, but they didn't. Let's have it completely.
You count. Like the Bahag, you
count
it.
So
that's not called sexing. You're saying something else. Well, you're jumping. One second. We'll soon see what you're saying. But the Mishnah Brura says what I'm saying. I understand what you're saying. Let's see what the Mishnah Brura says. Mishnah Brura says, "Yes, Shalom the Paiskin is in a Belayla." Now, Shemavarech b'Yoyim Olavatol Miu. If a person tells by day, Zok the Mishnah Brura, Mikan Olahabo Soife b'Cholayla b'Bracha, V'Leihavi Kedila Gimecha Legamri, Ishein Soife Goy b'Bracha. And the Shartin explains why not? Because if you tell by day, you're Soife Yaitze. Not like you're saying. Since if you tell by day, you're Soife Yaitze, and if you miss a day, it could be also Yaitze. So if you tell by day, you can tell the next day, but there's no sex fake. As I state in Mr. Brura, and the Shartzin explains it clearly, Divit Shumas Hadeshah he brings, and we show him the Havi Sfek Sfek Elechim. Okay? Now, if you take a look in the Shumas Hadeshah inside, if it says it brings the Shumas Hadeshah, it doesn't sound like the death of the Shumas Hadeshah says. The Shumas Hadeshah says, Takya, that if you have a Suffolk, you tell the next day, with the din of sex fake. That he says. Afilu, he says like this, in a tzir where somebody has a suffix, if you tell by night or not, and he's niska the suffix at laila shniyo, soife bebrocha mitech a suffix. Aye, the vada shochach yoy mechal, we fuchoshish for the bahag, and we don't make a bracha the next day. That's if you vada forgot. But if you have a suffix, if you forgot, that's a din of sex sake, you can tell the next day with a bracha. But that's the second part of the Shumas Hadeshah. And it's here where you remembered your suffix the next night. So the Shumas Hadeshah is makdim. And that's sex sake. But the Shumas Hadeshah is makdim. He says like this. He says that what's going to be in the tzir? That you remembered by day. Sha'oz vada tzach lisma b'lay bracha. Somebody forgot to tell by night. He remembered by day. So he tells by day without a bracha. But, right? The rest of the 49 days, the din is that he could count with a bracha. Since he wasn't a dealer game echad legamri, so he could tell the rest of the days of the bracha. And not only in Itziah were you remembered by day, Zok the Shumas Hadeshah, but even if you're remembered the next day, still you can tell with a bracha on a Svek Sveke. So it's clear to Shumas Hadeshah that he only has to come into the Chiddush of Svek Sveke, the Chiva makes a bracha, only if you remember the Suffolk the next day. But if you remember the Suffolk on that day, it sounds clear to Shumas Hadeshah that you don't have to come onto a Svek Sveke. Because he says the reason why you can count the next day because you won't deal again Mechel Gamri, but why not? Maybe you won't deal again Mechel Gamri because maybe day is no good. You follow what I'm saying? The Chumash Hadeshah says like this: if you skipped, you didn't sell that day. You didn't remember your suffix the day. You remember the next night. You remember the suffix. So you have a suffix you could sell the day before, and then we have the suffix that could be if you missed you could sell weiter. So it's like saying you could sell the next day. But let's say you remember the suffix by day, then he says you can count the next day. Now it's like saying. He says, the Mishnah Brura says it means it's only a suffix. And it's sex fake. The din of sex fake, he says, in the tzir, we zicha forgot the day. And we didn't tell by day. In the tzir, we had a suffix by night. And you reminded yourself about the suffix the following night. Oh, then you need a sex faker. But in a tzir, where you sell by day, it's very clear. It's command klon the chumas adeshen that says that you don't need a sex faker. He says if you remember by day, you could sell the next day because you didn't really skip the day. You could sell by day, but maybe you skipped the day because maybe you can't sell by night. So you're saying it's manavshach. We're saying a chiddush now. No, what do you mean the manavshach? There's the bahag and there's the minatam. Kapshut, there's two different machlekes of bahag and the minatam.
But according to the bahag, you make a bracha the next night. If I can't make a bracha the next night.
Why couldn't you minatam make a bracha the next night?
Because anyone can make a bracha the next night.
Okay, so we have two machlokes of Magen Rabbeinu Tam. Right. One machlok is if you can sell by day or you can't sell by day.
No,
1 second. You don't need to know. That's two different concepts. That's not called Svek Second. That's called Manusha.
Maybe
that's
like
if
it's not like
that's not called Svek Second. That's called Vadai. That's not called Svek Second. That's called Vadai. You make a mathematical equation. According to the Bahag, if you hold like the Bahag, but maybe somebody's going to hold like the Bahag of this din, and look at the time of that din. Maybe that's going to be. But why are you so sure of it? You're right. According to the Bahag, you do. According to the time, you do. But what's going to be? But maybe the halacha, like Abba Yoim, is like a bit of time, and like Abba Missing Day is like the Bahag. So it's not so sure what you say. So then you should need sex sake.
That's why you need sex
sake. But she was left with a mash for sex sake. So first of all, I want to say that he's right. But you hear what I'm saying? You're right, because according to the Bahag, it comes out that you tell, and according to the time, I don't care if you miss. But let's say the halacha is like a bit of time of this halacha, like Bahag and that halacha. Let's say the halacha is like a bit of time that the day is no good, and you hold like the Bahag, the missing is no good. So then maybe you should have to tell again. If they're two independent, so you have to say a shtickle teira, to make the two machlokes in that they're not independent, and then you'll be having your mamonoshach, and then I'm going to have the question, why does he have to say his follow the yachal gamer? So this is what I want to say. It says in the Torah, tzmimas. Now, we don't know where the extra tzmimas is, okay? We don't know where the extra tzmimas is, but there's an extra tzmimas. The Rabbi Natan says, from the extra tzmimas you learn out, that if you tell by day, you're not yoitz. Right? That's what Rabbi Natan says. Now, the Bahag, I think, he holds like this. The Rishonim say that the reason why the Bahag holds that if you miss a day, it's no good, because all Mem Tes Yom are one mitzvah. As they state the Bahag. But the truth is that the Bahag lakes to a drasha. It says Tmimas. Ain't no Chanami Fakert in the Gemara, but he uses a drasha Tmimas. That Tmimas tells me that since all Mem Tes Yom are one day, I could say maybe all Mem Tes Yom are one day. But maybe if you miss a day, it's not the end of the world. No. Somebody lays the Megillah, misses a Pasuk, the din is that he's Yaitse. Maybe if you miss a day, it's also good. So maybe that does state in Tmimas. Tmimas state, nay. That the mitzvah is all one mitzvah, and if you miss a day, it's not going to be good. Moshe, I'll give you a dugma. You know, Rav Sadia Gaon holds that if you miss the first night, then it's no good. But if you miss any other night, it's not a problem. What's the pshat? So the Bach says, because it says, Usfatim lochem miyem ha-shabbos, miyem ha-vimochas ha-shabbos, miyem ha-viyachem. So you have to count from that. If you don't start then, it doesn't start. I don't. If it's 49 mitzvahs, we'll start. Every day starts a new mitzvah. So I see for Rav Sadia going that it's one mitzvah. If it's one mitzvah and you miss a day, it's not the end of the world. But if you miss from the beginning, you didn't start when you're supposed to start, then it's going to be a problem. But I call upon him. We're going to go down the Bahag. The Bahag holds that maybe it's one mitzvah. And the Bahag holds that if it's one mitzvah, and it says tmimos, tmimos is megalel to me that if you miss it, it's no good. Okay? So now, if he's there, then his cheshbon could be his right. We have an extra tmimos. What are we going to use it for? Either we use it for the Bahag or we use it for Rabbeinu Tam. Right? Whatever it is. But that if you miss a day, it's no good with Dashif and Tmimas. If you sell by day, it's no good because it says Tmimas. You can't have both. You can't have the cake and eat it too, right? You can't have the Tmimas to tell me that you can't sell by day. And you can't have the Tmimas and the Tmimas to tell me that if you miss a day, it's no good. So maybe it's either one or the two. So then he's right. Then you have a good Manushah. Because if the Tmimas comes to tell me that yom is no good, then I could miss a day. And if Tmimus is coming to tell me that I can't miss a day, I don't have to miss somebody that day is no good. So made a monoshach, I could sell the rest of the sphere with a broch.
So you're talking about this phantom Tmimus that we don't know.
Right, this phantom Tmimus that we don't know, that the Rishonim bring down. So what is it coming to teach me? Is it coming to teach me that the day is no good? If it's coming to tell me that the day is no good, then I don't have a Tmimus to tell me that if I miss a day, I break them in. So then if I miss a day, I can keep on selling.
Why can't he teach you two chumras?
Well, you can't use one pasuk for two things. No, you can't have a positive
Tumas. That's a Yitura. It's a Yitura. For this, right? The Gemara uses it for the ninth.
That's the first Tumas, okay?
That's the first Tumas. Now,
the second one, we don't know where it says. Is it saying it in Tien or I don't know exactly. It's well, Tumimais.
But it's not a different Tumas. You're saying.
But the Bahag says it is. And that's the Machais Bahag Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam says that the Tumimas of Shin Alakasal Akev has come to teach me that if you miss the night, it's no good. We have it's no good. And the Bahara comes to teach me, right? That if you miss a day, you miss them 49 days.
How do you know that the Bahara means Al Shina Lakav?
He says Tmimas.
But he doesn't say Al Shina Lakav.
He does Al Shina Lakav.
Tmimas is our Gemara of Tmimas. He uses
for the night, but the Bahara uses it for missing a day also.
Yeah, because the state.
So I would say, this is what I would say. I would say that all 49 days is one mitzvah that doesn't need, that's Pasha. It says 49 days, and it's one mitzvah. And one Tumimus tells me, Likuva. Notice, if it says in the word Tumimus, full Tumimus, I need another Tumimus to tell me that it's Makif. But if the din is all 49 days, is one mitzvah, so I just need one Tumimus to tell me if you miss a day, it's no good. Okay, can we just go on and come back to the Tumas
Hadashah? One more thing. And when the Gemara says Tumimus is the first night, what does the Bahag do with that?
Lachatchila. Lemitzvah.
But he's using Tumimus for...
Again, I told you again, it says twice Tumimus. I see Rumi the time it says twice, I see Bahag it says twice. What should I do?
You're learning now that it's not twice. You're learning that the Bahag either it says a din from Usfadim, and Tumimus is telling
you... No, but there's a din Tumimus. No, but there's a Zichah, one Tumimus that tells me that the minion has to start by night. That we can't cross out the Gemara. Yeah, that we can't cross out the Gemara. The Gemara says Tumimus by night. Then let's go on just to explain the Tumas Hadashim. Why does a Tumas Hadashim have to say that you could tell the next night? Because you didn't really miss. Well, you didn't really miss. You missed. Lodge of the time, it's not a problem. Was saying, and like the read, like the bag is not a problem. Lodge of the time, you can miss. And like the bag, you didn't miss at all. Not like dealing with Mechelagam, you didn't miss at all. So I want to say it's come to one like the Bahag. What do you mean? The Bahag says you could tell by day, but the evidence you could tell by day. So why can't you make a bracha? You can make a bracha. Yeah. So I want to say it like this. When you take a look at Megillah, where Tosis brings the Bahag, right? In our Tosis says you tell by day. Tosis doesn't talk about bracha. If you take a look at the Bahag in Megillah, the way Tosis brings the Bahag in Megillah, he says you tell by day, but like bracha. So why did the Bahag say you tell by day without a bracha? He doesn't hold that there's a shinul of a kos of lakif. So why do you say, and he holds like that Mishnah, Niksa B'yam Kosher. So why does he say that you have to tell by day without a bracha? So I would think maybe it's chayshish for Rabbeinu Tam, you know, maybe, could be. I would like to say a different shot. I want to start to a stickler of Chaim. We all know that Dam Chaya needs kisui. Dam Behemoth doesn't need kisui. Kisui Adam. I'm not going on a tangent. Just now, let's say you have a creature, right, a kvi, that happens to be chatzi chaya, chatzi sava chaya, chatzi chaya. It's not clear exactly what it is. That isn't chaya than Behemoth. So it's a whole shayla. The Gemara, Machlag is Tanoi. The Rambam Paskins, they mukhuy to do kisim with the raisa. Right? You do kisim with the raisa. And even though you do kisim with the raisa, you don't make a broch. There's also the Rab Chaim, I don't get involved in it, but the Rab Chaim says that the Rambam holds, not that you have to do kisim to hef. If you do kisim to hef the blood, so then you should make a broch. He says that the whole dam of this new bria of kvi, bari of nas of kvi, which is chatzi chai chatzi behema, has a din kisui. Because it has a din chaya, but it has a din behema. So we'll call it, it has like a chatzi din kisu. That means it's a mitzvah. It's inside the lotion, maybe.
The problem is
it's a suffix, what it is. No, it's not a suffix. No, you see, he brings it right, he said it's not a suffix.
It's something, it's a new din, or something, it's chatzi chatzi.
Says if you're going to tell me that it's a taruvis, dam chiv, dam tur, you don't know dam chiv, bavada, you want to make a bracha. So he says, alavada, the din kisa benishcha to tali chiv, v'chol adam yesh by tzad chiv, because it's a tzad chaya, and a tzad tur, a tzad behem. V'lohochi, the posak, a rambam, the aim of orchan, love kiv, and the aim chiv, a gomer. ve'ein ha-mitzvah shleima. Is by tzad p'tur. The dam hasn't it a tzad p'tur because it's behema. Has itself a tzad chiv because it's chayim. So if you have dam that has in itself tzad chiv, tzad p'tur, there's a mitzvah deraisa, but it's not a mitzvah shleima. And if it's not a mitzvah shleima, you don't make a bracha. Okay, the moshel is a little hard. Usually I like to find the moshel from something easier to something harder. But the concept that the Reb Chaim says, I think is easier to apply in our case. The Bahag holds like this. The mitzvah is to tell Balayla. And if you tell Bayoim, it's not Ma'akim. You can tell Bayoim. So the Bahag, but even though you can tell Bayoim, but maybe if you tell Bayoim, it's not Tmimais. So if it's not Tmimais, it's not a mitzvah Shleima. That means the Bahag isn't saying that you tell by day without a bracha because of Rabbi Natan. He's saying, let's shita say also. Even though he passes like the mission, it's a Bayoim kosher. Abel Sof Kol Sof, crop it to the gate of Svira. There's a mitzvah to tell a day Tmimais. And Tmimais is God, tonight the chepsa from the mitzvah. It has to be counted Tmimais. So if it's not counted Tmimais, so the Bahag, it's not a mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah Shleima. It's not a mitzvah Shleima, you don't make a broch.
Isn't he using Tmimais twice then?
No, that's the Lechatchil.
No, no, no.
That the Gemara uses.
He's using it that you can.
Miss a day?
You cannot miss a day.
No, that's the second Tmimais, but the Tmimais that says in the Gemara. That's for sure, the Bahag is using two Tmimais. One Tmimais that says in the Gemara. And one is what Rabbi Natan used, if she didn't love a kosher akiv, we want to say that Rabbi Natan used it to tell me, the Bahag used it if he missed a day. But that's for sure that it says in the Gemara that if you miss the night, it's a felt in Tmimas. That there's nothing to talk, that it says in the Gemara, right? But we're saying a chiddush, that when it says la mitzvah and b'diavad, it doesn't mean that you're doing mitzvah and just it's better to do by night. When you're doing by day, you're missing in the mitzvah. And if you're missing in the mitzvah, could be you don't make a bracha. Because when the mitzvah is not a mitzvah shleima, Reb Chaim says a klal that you don't make a brach. What? Baksire,
also there.
What? Baksire,
they made a bracha.
No, Baksire could be not. Baksire is taka just a din lachatchila b'diavad. But Svira, the din of Tmimais, Baksire has to be by night. Because it has to be by the minyan. So I'm saying, but in the Baksire, it doesn't pass. You're cutting the tefillah. But when you have to count days, the counting is not the full, you're not counting the full day. You're missing part of the day. You're not counting part of the day. So you're missing a chelik, of the sphere, of the mitzvah of the sphere. If you're missing part of the mitzvah of the sphere, it could be that the Bahag holds, if the yates of the mitzvah, but you won't make a bracha.
Bahag doesn't say why you don't make a bracha in the day?
No, he doesn't.
But the missing a half a day is not bad enough that you can't count.
No, that's not so bad.
It's
like a tzad chai, a tzad behemah. Yeah?
How do you decide which...
So you
miss half a day, you mess up.
You like everything to be mamish punk. You know, some things are gray, everything is black and white. Some things are black, some things are white, some things are gray. So you can't say he did the mitzvah, he did not do the mitzvah. He's doing the mitzvah, but he's not doing the mitzvah b'shlemusa. So if he's not doing the mitzvah b'shlemusa, so you do the mitzvah, you don't make a broch. Now let's just get to one more shayla. Now, what do we do according to the Bahag? Well, what do you say to this? You have to count 49 days, right? Remember what the Bahag sheet is? If you miss a day, you miss the 49 days. Yeah, you can't count 49 days. So I want to know like this. You counted one day by day. It wasn't a mitzvah shleim. So you don't make a bracha that day. What's it the next day? The next day, you're counting. Could you make a bracha now? I would be noted to say maybe you can't make a bracha anymore. Because since all the mem tes yom are connected together.
What?
The next night. The next night. What would you say? I would have a stock in the teeth to say that the next night you cannot make a bracha.
That's the time Shleim is saying.
But the Bach should be
fair. Bach doesn't talk about this. Bach talks about the day.
And the next day you count
with
the
Bach. No, 1 second. What's the Chumash Sadasha, not the Bach. The Chumash Sadasha, the Bach doesn't say this. The Chumash Sadasha, 1 second. We asked the question on the Chumash Sadasha. You made such a beautiful chesmin and you said like this. According to the Bach, right? According to the Bach, you can count by day. According to the time, you can miss a day. So why can't you make a bracha the next night with a bracha? The Teretz is like this.
Oh,
the Teretz is right. The Teretz is that we could start this. We have a problem. The one of the 49 days wasn't enough sphere to make a bracha. If one of the 49 days wasn't enough sphere to make a bracha, what's the other 49 days? So it's you talking to say that God that it's also missing in the minute. They're connected. All 49 are connected. So I'm thinking, no. That's what the Chumash Sadasha is coming to say. You should know that even according to the Bahag, right, that says that if you miss a day, it's no good. If you miss one of the days, it's not good. And here you missed a little bit of the day. Zog to Chumas Sadashan, but like Dileg Yom Echad Legamri. It wasn't a Gansen skipped. It wasn't completely skipped. If it wasn't completely skipped, so then even though all 49 days are connected, it means to say the 49 days are connected, that the Yisoydin one mitzvah.
Why can't you make a bracha this day?
Now this day is too late. Because by then you're missing the mitzvah of Shlomo.
So it's not enough to make a bracha, but it's enough to...
It's not enough to make a bracha, but it's not enough to be makiv the Memtas Yomim. So the other Memtas Yomim, you can make a bracha.
And you're not explaining why that's called Shlomo.
What?
Not explaining why that's called. If by day is not called Mishlei
Musa, copy this day.
So why is the next time Luligami, the global sphere, why is that called Mishlei Musa?
No, that's a chiddush of Jewish tradition. That copy them, it's not ma'akim. What is it? All 49 days are 1 minyan.
I have one day. That's
one day, but that's only a chesaron in that day. But you can't look at that chesaron in the general text of the 49. You don't look at it as missing.
If it's there. If it's all one mitzvah, and I have a chesaron in the day, so I have a chesaron in a mitzvah.
No, it's two different tefillos.
You have to say that there are two cheshbonos. One is in the day.
You're looking like all 49 days. You know, all 49 days one mitzvah means that they're all connected. There's different chalkei mitzvah. You make a bracha every night. You make a bracha every night. Why do you make a bracha every night? It's different chalkei mitzvah. That's for sure. Even if you hold it to one mitzvah, you make a bracha every night because it's different chalkei mitzvah.
In the grand scheme, it's small.
It's good.
It's big.
I'll bring you another shayla.
It's a very strange
chesed.
But numbers on it, and this number is high enough to make a bracha. This number is too low.
No, if it's not the Shlemus, you can't make a bracha. But the Chesaron of the Shlemus is only that day. But when you look at the general effect of things, it's there.
So that day the number is 40 out of 100.
Not 40.
Next night the number is only 80.
Locally it's a big day. In the grand scheme,
when you're looking at it that day, so then it's missing in the Shlemus. If you look at the grand scheme, that's what he says. You can make a bracha.
It's a smaller number than numbers.
I just want to address one more nekuda. There's a famous mechitz chinuch. Everybody knows this. A kohen shehigdol in the middle of sfira, or an eved that was neshtacher in the middle of sfira. So there's a shaila if he could start counting now, according to the Bahag. That says that if you're missing a day, you can't count. It doesn't make a difference if you weren't honest or not. If you weren't, didn't have the mitzvah. You didn't have the mitzvah, so you can't count. So Mechitz Chinuch says like this. He says, even though you were a katan, or you were Eved Shalei Nishtacher, real Eved, so you don't have the mitzvah sphira, she's like Yishuv, so she's one grandma. But let's say you count it. If you count it, so you can have all the 49 days. Ain't a mitzvah voice, yeah. Kiyumas. Yeah, ain't a mitzvah voice, right? Ain't a mitzvah voice is not a mitzvah, but it's ain't a mitzvah voice. And Mamela, it's called mitzvah. It's called that he did a mitzvah sphira, and he could finish up all the 49 days. What? He counted this mechitz chinuch. How did he state the mechitz chinuch? I want to know like this. You know, we there's a machlekes or rishonim if an ain't a mitzvah voice isha can make a bracha or not. We feel like the Rama that isha makes a bracha on mitzvah seishas van grama. Takes the esrei, the lulav, or shayv, you make a bracha. But the mechaber, the Rambam holds you don't make a bracha. Why do you make a bracha if she's not in the mitzvah? Said Achrayim say because you could say Asher Kedushanu mitzvayse v'tzivanu. Why could you say v'tzivanu? Because tzivanu doesn't mean me. Tzivanu means the klal. They're part of the klal. But maybe they could also make v'tzivan. What does the Rambam hold? We could say the Rambam doesn't hold it that far. I remember that the Rambam could be holds as follows. The Rambam could be holds that the same concept like Reb Chaim says. The Rambam could be holds that a bracha you don't just make on any mitzvah. If you're talking a mitzvah that's not a mitzvah with a chiyuv, it's not machayev bracha. A mitzvah is only the mitzvah chiyuvis. That's a full mitzvah. A mitzvah that's without a chiyuv, such a mitzvah is not machayev bracha. Because according to the Rambam, you don't make a cotton could be, yeah, but Eved Shein Ishtacher, cotton of Chuyim Drabonon, is Gia Lachinuch. But Eved that wasn't Ishtacher doesn't make a brach. Right? Why does he make a bracha? Ain't a mitzvah. As my grandma doesn't make a bracha. Now, Isha. Ram says that Isha ve'Eved, both.
Not on
Kod. No, Kod has mechuyim with the Rabbana. But Isha is only mechuyim with the Rabbana. So there's no bracha.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to say there's no bracha because it's chas in the mitzvah. So I would like to know the same thing. You have 49 days. The first 10 days, let's say, was an ein mitzvah voice. If it's an ein mitzvah voice, you don't make a bracha. And Cheschinuch says with Ava Pasha to the next, the rest of the sphere, then you tell with a bracha. We'll have the same shayla. Should you tell with a bracha or not? Even though you have a mitzvah, but a yais, you don't have a mitzvah of the memtes yom. Right? Because you're missing the first few days. You were a cop, you were an eved. So you don't have a mitzvah. If you didn't have a mitzvah at the beginning of the sphere, so we have to know what's going to be if you can make a bracha the rest of the sphere. The way we're saying in the Chumash Hadashah, and you'll be able to make a bracha even like the Rambam. Why? Because even though the Rambam holds that you don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that doesn't have a chiyuv, it's not enough mitzvah for bracha. And all the memtes yom, according to the Baha'i, connected l'chura. So you want to say, even though they're connected, but they're only connected in the general scope of things. It has to be that there's a minion of memtes yom. If you're talking that one of the memtes is more b'shleimus than the other memtes, so maybe even according to the Rambam, could be that you'll be able to make a bracha, Eved is the shtacher. In the middle of Sfira, he'll be able to make a bracha. Why? Because even though the beginning of the Sfira wasn't the Sfira with Chiyuv, but he tailed, he made a Sfira. You know, following?
Now, I'm thinking about the Ger would be the same thing.
A guy, I'm not sure if a guy. I know, but I don't know. If he's an Eina Mitzvah Vaisa, it'll be the same thing. He's saying, right, he's saying, what's with a guy that became this guy here, and he sailed as guy. A guy could do an Eina Mitzvah Vaisa or not. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, a guy could learn Torah. He's Godlik, is a kind Godl, no? The Gemara says that's Chalik and Eina Mitzvah Vaisa. So that'd be like everybody. It could be a guy zich is not shaykh to broch. But the mitzvah of a guy, I would say, is not shaykh to broch. So let's say he became a ger. Can he make a broch or not? So we'll say, like the Baha'i shouldn't be able to make a broch. So like this Chumash Hadashah, we want to say he'll be able to make a broch. Why? Because even though the 49 days are connected, but I call upon him, since basically it's not a dilag yemechat legamri, the only time the Baha'i says you can't tell the rest is if you're dilag legamri. If you're not dilag legamri, even though it's not as much as the sphere at the end, you could tell it would have broken.
Maybe you can say that only the first night, it started the next day.
Yeah.
It was missing the night, so there is no beginning, so there is no full 49 days.
The first night?
Only the first night.
The other, the Baha'i would go if the first
Baha'i says you have any night you missed.
The first night, you started only by day. So whenever you're missing, so you make the ball, then you
make
the
brother,
you don't make a
brother.
If you miss one day, so in the whole picture, you have the days.
The
Shabbat
says that
you have the days.
Yeah, but the Baha'i says if you miss one day, you don't.
In the 49
but
Baha'i
says any day.
There was no night counted.
But the Baha'i says any day. He says any day.
Is it Mukhaf that
the
says it on every day?
Yeah, it's
Mukhaf.
No. He says any day. It's Furish of the Torah. If Sadi Goyen says the first night, Baha'i says all every day. But we say you swore maybe in the Psadi guy. He says even if you start it.
Stage that you make some work. But if you start the Taka Yom Chanam at the first night, so then you will be double like the ghost. I am.
But
he doesn't say that.
What?
He doesn't say that.
Yeah, because
that's a Psadi guy. That's a Psadi guy.
Psadi
guy
is only
coming tonight. Say, because of course, it's Varagoda. Say if tonight is Lag Boyim, you know, in the Shulchan Aruch it says that we don't say Tachnon tomorrow. It's a Gevaldige Simcha because it was Mesu the first 33 days. It was Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were Mesu 24,000 Talmidim. Very hard to understand, and then they stopped dying. If Gevarna Simcha, very hard to understand what's the Simcha of stopping to die. If they would have gotten better, they'll give an Simcha. The Maisa said 24,000 Talmidim died. So I talk for Simcha. You don't say Tachnon. I don't know. It's a very fair zach. But
there would have been more than 24,000.
No, they
only had 24. That's all he had. He had to go around looking for Talmidim. He is a yeshiva, 24,000 people. Can you imagine? And then nobody's left. He had to go put together 5 bachrim and he made them into Gdel Yisrael. That's all. There was nothing left. It says the world was shmama. It the world of Shemoma and that's Paschal Milamus. The Welt asks, the Gemara says they died with Pesach Vanatzeres. It was a mikra, they died with Pesach Vanatzeres. It seems that there was a reason that they died in this Tkufa. So, I think that the Baron says in the Shmuzin that the reason why the Eibush picked to be misalik them in this Tkufa is better than we have to understand. What Avla did the Talmid Rebbe Akiva do? He says, Lenogu Kovid Zebazeb. Alright, Lenogu Kovid Zebazeb. For them, Kup Misa, so many Talmidim Kup Misa. Lenogu Kovid Zebazeb. And not only that, if you ask me, I imagine after the first few Levayas, Rabbi Kiva Mestamu was looking around, see what's the Tutzach do, Mechta Cheshbin HaNefesh, and if I say something, there's Giken Zen, if I say something, no good Kovitz ever there, must have been in such an edel form, I'm just Giken Chapin, I say Luchure, if they would have the middle, of the Chuvah Gitar, Hazah Edelkeit, Kumt Misa, Hazah Gzeira, how could it be such a thing? So I heard, he says, as the pshat is like this, Rabbi Kiva, that's the gevazin, the yisot from Torah Shabbat Pes, Rabbi Kiva, Moshe Rabbeinu Gizok, yeah, as I hear like Rabbi Kiva, give Torah, Piv, why are you giving Torah to me, Rabbi Kiva? These Chavdal, the Elf Talmidim, were the people that were supposed to give over, Bimaisa, the Torah, Rabbi Kiva, for Nitzchias. This was Messiah's HaTorah. In Torah, Da'a Klaus, it was like, Yishach, Belei Vecha. If Apes had gefelt the Shlemus from the Tanai, from Kishachat B'lev Echad, so they want Roy to be Meisir the Torah. They had the Torah, and the Torah was being given over in not the proper form, even though it was with an Edelkeit. Apes had gefelt Kishachat B'lev Echad. Meila, that was the Inish. That's what they want to start with. The Zman for these Memches Yomim, Memtes Yomim, was Medavzach Tzugrein for Kabbalah Satayre, it was the Zman that. But I've arbeited enough Kinyani Atayr, and one of the Yisraelis of Kinyani Atayr is Ibn Chavayrim, the Ave, the Kishach, the Belev Echa. And the Meila, point at this Tkufa. This is the Tkufa that they were nostalgic. I face it, you know, it's very hard, though, but I call upon him. It seems that that Rabbi Kiva, that's a Chayzgen land. It says that when he met his new Talmidim, he got his new Talmidim, he told them. He told them, don't act like the other ones acted. After they were nostalgic by Sayyid Tamils Rabbi Kiva, I imagine that that's a Gevazel Lag Boyimah, that's a Dotter Zeshengechap, that's a Tutzach Do. And from there he got the courage to go ahead and be Maimed the other five Talmidim, and these five Talmidim were Maimed Mazar Torah Leyoshna. The Gemara Sanhedrin says on the Pasuk, Sheker Achein, the Hevel Ayofi, Isha Yiras Hashem Yitas Halo, Sheker Achein is the Dorish Hol Moshe, I think. Hevel Ayofi is the Dorish Yeshua. Yes, Hashem, it's a Salah, it's a Yehudah, Shev, Yehudah, by Eloi. Yehudah, by Eloi, Gevezin, Adoh, Vas, Gevezin, Shishim, Miskasim, Betal, Sechot, Vahiskim, Batayre. Yehudah, by Eloi, is the Reisha, Medam, Chalmokim, he was the one of Talmidim, Rabbi Kiva. He was the one from the Meshach, the Meister, Shem, by Yechoy, says over there, what's something more on Shabbos? Yehudah, by Eloi, Reisha, Medam, Chalmokim. In the door, Shev, Yehudah, by Eloi, in that door, that's the door of the five Talmidim, Rabbi Kiva, that was the ticking. That was the ticking to the Avla by the first Chav Beis Alef Talmidim. The Eibush Zal Helfen, Zal Zeche Zayn, Zal Bechazak Zayn, the Minyan, from the Havas Reim, and all Kinyanei HaTeire, and Melbu Yzeche, to the Emes HaKabbalah HaTeire, Yes God, Tzadik, Meir, Amen, Amen.